WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Stoke Morning Reset. Let's face it, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? There are those exhilarating highs, but then bam, you hit a steep curve and everything feels upside down. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. How to stay grateful, even when the world throws its biggest curveballs your way. It might sound cheesy, but trust me on this one, gratitude is a superpower, especially during tough times. Ever felt like you're stuck in a loop of negativity? Like everything that could go wrong actually does. You know that feeling when you just want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world? It happens to all of us. But here's the thing. Focusing on what's going wrong only amplifies those negative feelings. So, how do we break free? How do we cultivate genuine gratitude even when life feels like it's out to get us? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways that can seriously change your outlook. Number 1. Shift your perspective. This is huge. Instead of dwelling on what you lack, focus on what you have. Think about the roof over your head, the food on your plate, a loving family or friend, even a pet who greets you with tail wags and sloppy kisses. It's easy to take these things for granted, but they are blessings in disguise. Number 2. Practice gratitude journaling. Literally write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It doesn't have to be anything major, a beautiful sunset, a good cup of coffee, or even just the feeling of your warm bedsheets on a chilly morning. Putting it down on paper makes those feelings tangible and helps rewire your brain to focus on the positive. Number 3. Celebrate small victories. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Did you manage to get out for a walk despite feeling exhausted? These little wins matter. Acknowledge them, celebrate them, and let yourself feel proud of your accomplishments, no matter how small they seem. Number 4. Be kind to yourself. When life gets tough, we tend to beat ourselves up. Stop doing that. You're human and you're allowed to have off days. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Remember, you're capable of getting through this. Finally, number 5. Connect with others. Spending time with loved ones can be incredibly uplifting. Share your gratitude with them, listen to their stories, and know that you are not alone in this journey. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you wake up on a Monday morning, feeling completely drained. The weekend flew by, the work week looms ahead, and you just want to crawl back into bed. But then, you remember your gratitude journal. You jot down 3 things you're thankful for. The warmth of your blanket, a delicious cup of coffee brewing in your kitchen, and the fact that you have supportive friends who always know how to cheer you up. Suddenly, your perspective shifts. Even though the day feels daunting, you feel a sense of calm knowing that there are still good things in your life. You tackle your to-do list with renewed energy, ready to face whatever challenges come your way. See? Gratitude isn't about ignoring reality, it's about choosing to focus on the positive, even when things are tough. It's a powerful tool that can transform your outlook and help you navigate life's ups and downs with resilience and grace. Remember, you have the power to choose gratitude every single day. So here's what I want you to do. Take action. Start practicing gratitude today. Write down 3 things you're grateful for right now, tell a friend or family member why you appreciate them, or simply take a moment to savor the little things in life. Keep sharing your gratitude journey with me on social media using #StoicMorningReset. Let's build a community of positivity and support together. And don't forget, tomorrow is a fresh start, a new chance to cultivate gratitude and make this world a brighter place. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.